No,
she got back on that.
Okay, so let's take the toast again. Yeah, so what's the question? The question is, you should have a migu on the claim of half. You should have a migu on the claim of half. You could have claimed the whole and gotten the half. So therefore, you should have you should be nem on when he claims chatzi. Okay, so what's his answer? His answer is from the Rivam. That what? The migu lehotzi lo aminan. The bechetzi hasheni muchzak zeh kamo zeh. So what do you say? So what's his answer? Migu, what does it mean migu lehotzi lo aminan? What's the svar of that? Now, is he saying that you have a migu here, but migu just doesn't work by being motzi? Or is he saying, is this like a funny way of saying there's no migu here? In other words, like when we said that migu l'chatzi, that you don't have a migu l'chatzi taina. So that means that the whole basis of migu doesn't apply when you're claiming more than than you could have claimed. Right? The whole basis doesn't apply. Is he saying something like that, or is he saying that no, it's really a good migu, but it's just doesn't it has a limited effect? Okay, so what you're saying is basically that the migu only gives you the nemonis of taina, right? Migu is in terms of the validity of taina, right? And the muchzak also has the validity of taina. So you're going to have opposing tainas, opposing substantiated tainas. But that's not going to result in being a motzi from the muchzak. You have to have a, like Ken was saying, you need a riot to be motzi from the muchzak.
So,
yeah, so the chazaka is going to be better over here. No, he's right. So the chazaka is going to be better, right, than the migu. But over here, he has a chazaka too on his half. So the migu is going to be irrelevant in this case, because it's not going to help him to be motzi from the muchzak. So it's going to be irrelevant. And then on his half, he's a muchzak too, right? So it's just going to be irrelevant. So that's what he's saying. So you want to say that that's what he means. Migu lehotzi lo amrina is just another way of saying basically that what? That it's... Migu is only in terms of taina. It's not a raya. It's not a proof to something. But it's you're learning it's like the koach ha-taina svara. Basically, you're going to come down to that type of an approach. It's not really a birur on the MS. Right? It's not really a birur on the MS. But it's a way of validating taina, because he has nemanus of taina. But nemanus of taina in general cannot be motzi from a muchzok. There's a limitation. He's saying it's really a limitation on taina, since migu works through taina, and taina has a limitation on being motzi. You can't be motzi from a muchzok. So migu lehotzi lo amrinan is the result. Okay, fine. That's fine. But the problem now is how is he learning the Gemara in Bava Basra? That's really the hard part here, right? The Gemara in Bava Basra. Because over there it is motzi from a muchzok. It is motzi. He's learning that the guy was a muchzok. So it is motzi. So how is it motzi over there? So he gives a funny answer. He says, because over there, even if he was just been quiet. Even if he would have just been quiet, he would have won. He would have been Naaman. Because the chasimas were good. The chasimas were recognizable. So how does that work? So why does that work? But it still is a migu lehotzi. Really like a motzi michavero. No, it's true. The Talos case is not exactly like a motzi michavero. It's not exactly like a motzi michavero. Because they both have it. That's what the Gemara says on the next daf. That it's not exactly the same as a motzi michavero, because then you would need Adam. You don't need Adam, right? But he's saying that the guy is still They're both muchzakinus. To take it from one would be undoing one person's would be taking it out of one guy's chazaga. It's true. It's a good question. But the way Tosus is learning is that what? That each guy is... Well, the way Tosus was learning is that what? That when they're both muchzakim on it, so then we say that each one has half. Right? So now take the other guy's half. Right, that's right. On the other guy's half, he's like, he is a muchzak. The other guy is muchzak in his half. So the case is they're moda about one half of the talus. Right? One half of the talus they're not arguing about. Right? And they're arguing about the other half. So Tosus is saying, let the one who says, I only have half, take that entire half. Right? But on that half, the other guy still is a muchzuk in a quarter. Right? That's the problem. You understand? Being motzi. Right, so one way is to say that what? That he's not really considered a motzi in Bava Basra. Why? Because the din was with him. Since the din was with him, he's not effectuating the change through migu. The change would have existed without it. So he's not considered a motzi. It's a little bit hard though, isn't it?
At the end of the day, you can hear it, but it's definitely not what Tosus is saying.
Right. Yeah, Tosus is not saying he's not getting it via migu, right? He's just saying this migu is okay. Is he saying that? No. So if you're going to learn migo is good for is ne'amonos, so then it's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard to differentiate between the two cases, isn't it? Because in the first answer you have to say it's ne'amonos, but ne'amonos is not enough. Ne'amonos of a migo is not enough to be motzi. But in the second case it can't be more than ne'amonos of the migo. So the second case proves that ne'amonos of migo is enough to be motzi. Right, Chaim? Right? In other words, if you're going to learn Tosus's first answer as that migo is really ne'amonos, of MS, of facts, but you're going to say that facts that are clarified through migo don't have the force to be motzi, so then how are you going to answer the question from Bava Basra? Then it's impossible. Right? Right? So we have to try to take the other approach of migo. The only thing is, how would you go the other way? How would you go the other way? Where's his koach hataina? So the only way I can see it is like this. That what? It's the same idea of migo, but not from the koach hataina, but from the fact that the din was emo. In other words, it's a different twist. It's a little bit of a different twist. He's saying that just like if I had a taina I could win on. Let's say I'd say mezuyaf by a shtar. I'd say mezuyaf. So that's a taina that I would win on. So if I could win on a taina, then through migo, I'd say any taina is the same. Right? Any taina I make is the same as the original taina. Right? But over here, you're gonna have to say that if I could win, just to set it up, let's see if it works out. Now, if I could win through shtika. If I could win through shtika, then that was right now the din is at a point. Right now the din is at a point that without saying anything, the din would be in my favor. Right? So Tosus is saying that when I don't have to say anything to win right now. But when I win through taina. Right, so then my migo is only going to have the strength of taina, but taina is never a motzi. Right, but over here I'm not going to win through taina. Over here I'm going to win through shtika. Right? In other words, over here, I just have to preserve the fact that the din is with me. So the migo will do that. The migo will have the same effect. The migo means that whatever you say now will carry the same effect as the way you could have won. Now, is the method that you could have won with, the method that the power that you have to win right now is extended to any way you choose to win, and any method that you employ. Normally, the method that you have to win is taina, and taina can't be motzi, so you can't be a migul lahotzi lo amrinan. Here we have to think about what that means exactly, but I'm just trying to set it up. Setting it up here, it would seem you're saying the shtika is the shtika has more power than taina. The shtika is going to. But what does it mean that you? It's hard to say like you're taking a shtika. I mean, it's like I can understand taking a taina, but he's saying you can take a shtika. You can extend shtika into a taina.
You're saying the shtika is part of the migo.
Yeah, it's a different kind of amigo. It's amigo in the sense that you can that the koach that you have over here is going to exist in an alternate method. Yeah, slightly different thing. But one second. But that could maybe help us understand Rav Yosef too. Now we can maybe see Rav Yosef too. Because what's Rav Yosef's counter? What's Rav Yosef's argument? He says, "Da'afilu migu lohava." See, they're arguing. Rabbah and Rav Yosef are arguing whether this type of amigo exists. Because everybody agrees, you have amigo when you have a taina and you make another taina, right? But this case, where you had the shtar, right, that effectuated an imminent din that would have been in your favor. And then you make a taina that removes that contradicts that the fact that gave you the din, right? So Rabbah and Rav Yosef, according to Tosfos, Rabbah and Rav Yosef are arguing if this type of amigu exists, right? So what's Rav Yosef's argument? How do you read this? Anybody figure out how to read this? Da'afilu migo lohava. Why? Someone read it for me.
All right.
Go ahead. Okay, let's fill in the blanks. Which is what?
The original shtar.
Right, the high shtar, right. But the original taina that he claimed that this field is mine, the high shtar with this shtar.
That turned out. False.
Right, so the original taina that he claimed with this shtar is false.
Right.
His original basis, so the taina is the whole thing. This is mine via this shtar. That's my taina. Why should this field be yours? Because here's my shtar. That's his taina.
Right.
Okay? That turned out to be a lie.
Right.
Migu, yeah.
Migu shahaya toin aferas.
Yeah, how does that make sense? What does that mean? You only say amigo when what?
When the first taina was true.
When the first taina is true, because you could have made another taina. So let's take a case of amigo.
Right, that's the normal case.
The normal case of amigo is what? As I say, I paid back the loan. Is that my first claim?
Yeah.
That's my first claim. I say I paid back the loan. That's my first claim.
Right. You could have said that I never borrowed in the first place.
Migo shoya toin acheres. So
only MS migo.
It's MS. I say I'll believe that it's MS that you paid back the loan, because you could have made another taina, right? But the first taina is MS. We're saying the first taina is MS, because you could have made another taina. But over here, hold on, but over here, the first taina is sheker. And now I'm going to say so I can't say it that way. I just can't make that situation. I can't say we're going to believe your first taina because you could have made another claim. I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying I'm going to believe your second taina Because you gave up the first taina.
It's the reverse order.
It's just a complicated way of saying it. I mean, just a...
Amigo.
Why isn't that amigo, though? It's okay, so it's...
That's... No, we want to know now. We want to know now whether to believe your present claim.
Right.
Basically, it is. You could have stumbled the first thing. Maybe it's the difference in the order.
Yeah, what's the difference in the order? I mean, it's a funny thing.
It almost sounds like, I mean, similar to what Ken is saying. That
right. See, I think that's what Rav Yosef is trying to say. What he's trying to say is that Migo, you can't borrow, in our case, where his lie, his initial lie, set up a din, that would award him the field, right? He's saying you can't transfer that via Migo. Migo will only say that when you have and they're saying that din, that idea that the psak din would be with you is not a thing that can be transferred. In other words, what Yosef is saying is there's no valid taina to extend. So you can't take. So what's the argument? That's what I'm trying to say. That the argument is like this: that according to Rabbah, it's true you don't have a valid taina that you can extend, but because you're being sosa to that original taina, right? That taina never like in the Kovetz Shurim, he says that taina just, that's not a reality. You never really had the din. You never had the koach of Edom, right? You never had the koach of Edom. Right. You could have fooled us. That doesn't make a taina that you can take. That's not a valid taina at all. That's just a trick, right? There's no nemonis of an invalid taina. Can't say because I would have had nem. There is no nemonis on an invalid taina. But this is the maneuver that I'm trying to get to over here, though. So what's this idea of shtika, though? What's this idea of shtika, and what's the machlokas? In existence before Basin. See, what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to answer the Kovetz Shurim is like this, saying you're right that the Taina doesn't have the Koach of Edom as an entity. He doesn't have the Koach of Edom when it's false, but he does have one thing. He does have the fact that the din was about to be given down in his favor. He had the effect of din. He had the effect of Zakai Bedin. He was in a position of the Zakai Bedin. He's not trying to borrow the Taina. See, that's really what they're arguing about, Rabbah and Rav Yosef. That Rav Yosef is saying, unless there's a good Taina that you can take, you don't have a Migu, because Migu is giving your Taina Ne'emonis over from the fact that you could have given another Taina. But over here you don't have that, because the first Taina is Sheker. So that taina doesn't exist. The only thing is, what Rabbah is saying is that it's true that the first taina was sheker, but it did create the reality of the zakai bedin, and he can preserve that with migu. It's a different type of migu. It's not a migu in a positive sense, that he's trying to use the effectiveness of another taina. It's the migu that he's preserving the din that was with him. That his words shouldn't be worse than his shtika. And Rav Yosef is saying that since the whole thing was sheker, there's no migu to there's no entity to transfer over. In other words, that's the question. If you were in the position of the zakai bedin via a sheker, so even though it was a sheker, the reality of the din would be true. In other words, you could say the taina is not a valid entity. But even if based in Paskin's mistakenly, it still has the identity of a psak din.
And why does Rabbi Yosef say that the fact that it was a basis din, much of that matter?
So Rabbi Yosef is saying that migu only that this kind of a migu doesn't exist. Migu is only to take the nemonus to validate a taina via to give you nemonus of a taina. He's saying this taina. Rav is not saying the taina should have nemonus of taina, because there's no other taina that it could base its nemonus on. There's no other taina that it's a part of, that it's a greater, that is part of the greater category of. But he's saying it should be at least that his status of the zakai bedin through shtika should be extended to should be preserved. It's a migu of preserving his status bedin, not a migu of getting something for him. Now in that sense it's similar to what you were saying, that he really was a motzi. He's not a motzi with his migu. He's not a motzi with the migu. The migu is just preserving what the din was about to give him. Now, as you can't be a motzi via migu means to say that with the ne'emonos of taina you can't be motzi. That's still true. You can't be motzi with the ne'emonos of taina. That's what the Gemara. But Rabba is saying he's not being motzi with the ne'emonos of taina, but was saying since he was already a zakai bedin, then the shtika would have preserved that. Then, since by doing nothing he would maintain the status, then even if he says something, he still maintains that status. That's right. So then the Hutzah is not a direct result from the Migu. The Migu is just not nullifying the status that he already had. In other words, what's the Koach of Shtika? The koach of shtika is to not change. Is to not change the reality of din, of beis din. So he's saying there's also a migu of a non-entity. Now that's the question. Is there only a migu of an entity, or is there also a migu of a non-entity? Shtika is a non-entity. So here all he really wants is the strength of the strength of silence. What's the strength of silence? It'll preserve whatever was. It'll preserve the status of the din before. He's saying the din worked out in a funny way. Based on the first taina, he was going to win the case. Now because he said something, that won't change the outcome.
Because we believe you.
Right, but he does have to make a taina that he has a good shtar. He does have to still make a taina that he has a good shtar. Right? Matt. He has to still make a taina that he has a good shtar. That's the only reason he's winning. Right? Yeah, so how does that work out? Let's try this maybe slightly different approach, like this. Now, what does he mean shtika? What does he mean? He's turning shtika into a thing. How does he turn shtika into a thing? Right, he's trying to take the shtika and say he would have won with shtika. Whoever won with shtika? You never won with shtika, right? You win because you had because you brought a good raya. You don't say the guy win the case because he brought a good raya and then he didn't take it back. I mean. You're not up to the shtika stage or something. I mean, you bring raya and then there's a din, huh?
Yeah,
on the fake shtar. I mean, even in this case, the guy doesn't win on the shtika. He wins on Basin doesn't make the decision based on shtika. They make the decision based on the shtar. I'm just saying to turn shtika into a thing is like a funny idea. What is he getting at? He's getting at something. What is he getting at? So what he's getting at is this, is that in a normal case, where you have migu, so you start with taina. Right, that's where you start. You start with Taina. And then the migu is on the Taina. So there's no idea of shtika on a normal migu. There's no idea of shtika because you haven't said anything yet, right? So you can't say a migu is going to derive from the strength of shtika, because shtika would be zero. Shtika would be no Taina. You can't say the Taina is good because you could have made no Taina. That's ridiculous, right? So a normal migu is only derived from another taina that he could have made. Okay. So how does he advance this to? So what's his idea over here of trying? And that's a problem. That's a problem. That type of a migu will never be motzi, because the original taina is never motzi. Yeah. So what is he doing over here? So how is he explaining this? How is he answering this? What's this new concept over here? So now he's saying like this, that now you're at a different stage of the game. Now you have already a taina that it's yours with a raya that Basin is about to accept to effectuate the din in your favor. Right? So he's saying, now is he saying the idea of migu has to derive from the stage you're at in the din, right? The idea of the migu has to be viewed in terms of where you are in din. Let's just put it that way for a minute. So he's saying in a normal case where it's just shnayim ochsim, so Basin has nothing without the first tainas. I mean, someone could be moded that it's half as the other guys. So the migo, in the normal case of migo, it's going to go from the haschalas adin, and haschalas adin is only taina. That's how din starts, based on taina. So the strength of the migo is going to be a migo of taina, right? But the question over here is, can you say that there's a difference, that at a different stage of the din, there's a different kind of amigo. Right? He's saying, what stage is he in now? What stage of the din are they at? They're at the stage where he's about to win. Right? That's the point of the din. He already made his taina, and he's a ne'eman on the taina. And now, as long as he's not sosa the taina, as long as he's not modeda, it's mezuyof, he would win. So he's saying that's a totally different migo now, because the din is already biyado, so to speak. I don't want to use the other terminology really, but the din is really in his court, right? So now you'll say that what? In other words, now he doesn't just have a... Now he's in a position where he is winning on taina. Now he's in a position where he is a motzi through taina. He is a motzi through taina right now. Right? So... Now his taina is motzi. No, see, Tosis doesn't want to say the raya. Tosis is trying to avoid the raya problem. He's trying to say, he says, Hosam hainu tain mishum dafilu ha yashosik rakshloya modesh humazuyuf ha yenemon. Right? He's a ne'eman. We accept his taina. We accept his taina because it's substantiated by Edus. Right, we accept his taina now because it's substantiated by Edus. Now, normally the normal migu can't have the strength of a taina of motzi because it's just taina. The opening salvo is taina. So any migu that you make in Haschalas Adin just has the strength of taina alone. He's saying, but now. Now he already has a taina that's accepted to be motzi. So his other time. So now you can. Now his point is like this: that there's nothing intrinsic about that. There's nothing intrinsic that a taina can't be motzi. Right? Nothing intrinsic that a migo can't be motzi. The only thing is that since migo normally derives from the original taina, and the original taina itself is never a motzi, so you can't have a migo lahotzi. Because the migo can't be greater than the taina that you're substituting for. Right? But he's saying, but at this stage, at this stage in the din, he has a taina that's ne'eman to be motzi. So the migo will give his any new taina all of the characteristics of his original taina. Those migo transfers all the migo gives all the characteristics of the taina that you have. Of the taina that you have. At the Hascholas Hadin, the only taina that you have is not going to be motzi. But he's saying at this point in the din, the taina you have a taina that's a motzi. So now you can say that all of your other tainas. So now you are a motzi b'taina. So he's saying now you can say a migul hotzi. His point is that, but what does he mean that it's shtika? What does he mean that if he would have been quiet, he would have won? All he has to do is not be moda. Because he means to say that you're already at the stage where you made the taina already. In other words, what he's trying to say is that there's a difference that there's a difference in your migu depending on where you are in the stage of the din. And Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef says the migu can only give you the ne'emanus of taina alone, not all the characteristics of the taina that you're substituting it for. It's because what he's trying to say is, why does he say you were, if you was a shasik it'd be good? Because he's trying to take away the reality of the taina. He doesn't want to. The point is. He's trying to say this taina, whether it's true or not, it has a certain characteristic. Whether the taina is true or not, right now the taina has a certain characteristic of an effect. And that's what the migu will apply to. The migu is not applying to the reality of the taina, because that's a sheker. But he's saying it doesn't have to be true. He's saying the taina right now for him to win in this taina, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. Once he said it, doesn't matter anymore if it's true or not. He's going to win in the taina as long as he doesn't say it. As long as he's not moded to it. As long as he's not moded as mezuyah. So now that's a different kind of a taina. Yosef, why doesn't Rav Yosef? See, in Bava Basra is difficult. In Bava Basra, he asks the question of Rav Yosef. Why doesn't Rav Yosef accept the migu, right? So he brings up the Rivam. But the Rivam, he says, the law mina migu lahotzi mamon. See, over here in Bava Basra, he's saying that the Rivam rejects this. In Bava Basra, he's saying the Rivam holds that Rav Yosef is learning law mina migu lahotzi. Just straight, lo amin amigul hotzi. Right? Whereas in our Gemara, he's learning the Rivam is saying it's just not a good migul. Isn't that a bit of a contradiction? Umashu muchsak bekarka ain't no klum, the karka becheskas bale kaima. Goes by the first baal. Kevin shein lo shtar, velo chazaka el bedvar ba'alma. He has no real chazaka. He's not really a muksak. It's just words. Sha'omer shtar ma'al yahavali. Virkes. Lo amina migu el lahachzik mamon shiocho lifto atzma yidei migu. Inami yimesh l'shtar el chazaka v'zeh bo lifsol rayaso. Oz zeh yocho l'kaimo yidei migu. Kamo kami didi zovno minach. That was the case I told you about the other day, that the guy says, I saw him sell it to you in front of me. Because he could have just said, I bought it from you straight. So over here he's saying the Rivam holds that it is a good migo, it's just not motzi. right? And then he says, "V'nir l'ri the time of Rav Yosef t'lor miyam migu hacha kevin the leis lehacha migu elam kein shaka tchila shehutzruch l'shaka tchila v'loma v'hashtara." Is over here is difficult because over here Tosus is saying that the ri is a different answer than the Rivam. Now, our Tosus, it sounds like it's all one answer, right? The Rivam says you don't say migu lahotzi, and what about over here? And what about the case in Bava Basra? It's different. It's different. Right? But according to the Tosin in Bava Basra, according to the Tosin in Bava Basra, it's exactly the same. And that's why Rav Yosef holds. Now, according to the Tosin over here in Bava Metzia, doesn't want to say that the machlokas of Rabbi and Yosef is whether he holds the Migul Hotzi or not. Right? Tosin Bav Metzia does not want to say that that's the machlokas between Rabba and Yosef. That Rabba holds migu lohotzi, and Yosef holds migu. There's no migu lohotzi. That's why he has to go out of his way. That's why he has to word it. That's why he has to figure out this other answer. Right? But in Bava Basra, he is saying that. He's saying that the Rivam does hold that way. That that the Rivam is learning that Rav Yosef holds you don't say migu lohotzi.
This isn't Bava Metzia. You can just say the Rivam carries through it. It's argument. He's giving the reason. I mean,
no, but because then he gives because the Re over here in Bava Basra gives the answer
that
Tosus gives. Yeah, but the Tosus over here in Bava Metzia is saying that this all goes. So the Rivam says you don't say migu lohotzi. And he's continuing that logic and saying, so how come over there we say amigu lohotzi? Right? Yeah, we're saying the Rivam Shita. The Rivam, he's going with the Rivam Shita, amigu lohotzi.
Why can't you say his Rivam?
Different.
Right.
No, it's the same thing. The answer of the answer that Tosus gives, that the Re gives over here, that he shouldn't have lied, that the problem is that he lied. So in Bava Basra, it's like a. It's a separate answer. It has nothing to do with the question of migu lohotzi. And Bava Metzia, it's a continuation of the first answer. Shem Davi Chozer V'Toyin. Right, or he gives a different answer. You can't change your taina. See, and hold that Rabba. Now, the thing is like this. An hour ago, in Bava Basra, Bava Metzia is difficult because he's trying to learn ein migu lohotzi according to Rabba. That's where the difficulty emerges. Right? Trying to learn Ein Migo Lohotzi according to Rabba. Bava Basra, he's saying, no, Rabba holds Migo Lohotzi, and Rabbi Yosef holds Ein Migo Lohotzi. That's the Rivam. And even the Re, who gives the answer that we have over here in Bava Metzia, doesn't seem to be arguing about the question of whether Migo is Lohotzi or not. The only problem you have the problem of Bava Metzia, because he wants to say over here that there's no migu lohotzi, and yet Rabba says you could be motzi with that migu. Right? That's what's unique in Bava Metzia. It doesn't say that in Bava Basra.